From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you get to watch any of your Rockets last night?
I did. Man, P.J. Tucker looks like he could be a nice piece for this team.
Well, and I like the way that, and Bob Mute, when they were both in there, the defense got better.
It's a good win. It's a regular season win, though.
I still think there's going to be some issues with Harden and Paul playing together. I think you saw a little bit of that last night.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah, and we know that. That's not a big deal. They'll get that together. They're both too good of players. The latest on the Samantha Ponder barstool beef. You know what's going to happen. If you call somebody out, somebody's going to go back and find old tweets. Guess what the barstool folks did? She was pissed off that Portnoy referred to her as the slut and went back and found a tweet. 2010, watching the Lakers in the finals is like watching the slutty girl win best looking in high school. She probably deserves it, but ooh.
I've always thought that if I ever get like really famous, I'm going to pay someone to go through and delete all the inappropriate tweets that I've ever made.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Chong Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? And what are the odds the Yankees scored another run while we were on break?
Percent 1,000.
3-0 Yankees, first and third, two out in the fifth. And scary thing if you're an Astros fan is that they've got somebody up in the bullpen. Yeah, that's not good. This is not looking good, AJ.
No, I feel like the season's over.
I'm not going to go that far. If that ball's fair, no, it's
no,
good.
It's not. To say. Then you were going to be on Team AJ.
Yeah, I was going to be on Team AJ, but right now I'm not. Oh, man. 713-780-3776 is...
Yeah, they're just starting to barrel up Keuchel and you know, he hasn't pitched poorly, but when you get no run support, you can't give up three runs.
No, because I'm not good at math, but I think three is more than zero.
Listen, I've been watching baseball a long time. I've never seen anybody win a game with zero runs. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know the rules, but I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to. They're going to have to do something, man. So, really?
Sorry. And I'm the one drinking beer.
Yeah, it's true.
How's that beer treating you in there, John?
Very, very good.
Yeah, right. I guess I need to be depressed because of this.
Yeah.
The season's over.
Yeah, what beer did you bring him? Maybe we should just drink instead of him.
Well, I got my days wrong. I thought Eric was coming today, or I would have brought more. That's what I should have done at this point. Because I knew if we got to like the fifth or sixth inning and they were losing again, you probably just want to sit here and drink. That's all right. They're gonna rally, AJ.
Yeah.
Brian McCann's gonna hit a 3-run homer. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Maybe even a grand slam.
Okay.
I believe it could happen.
All right.
I also believe I can fly, but
you and R. Kelly. It's one of many things you and R. Kelly have in common.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like peeing on people?
No.
Yes, you do.
I
yes, you do.
I pee in toilets like normal human beings do.
Not in plants?
The difference
like Harvey Weinstein?
No.
The more I read about Harvey Weinstein, the more I'm like, what a weird dude.
Did you see his brother got accused of sexual assault as well?
Yeah.
Runs in the family. I wonder if they double teamed anybody with that. Probably saw his brother saying, he can do it. I can do it. She still won't get in his movie. Hey, can I mention something here? Just if you don't mind.
Is it about Harvey Weinstein masturbating into a plant?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But coming up, remember they had to reschedule the Whitmire's 5-year anniversary because of the storm. Is that a run in real quick? Yeah, that's another. No, bases loaded. No, run in.
No, yeah, run in.
4-0.
And first and third.
All right, I'm pronouncing this game over.
Okay.
So it's now October 21st. It's coming up Saturday at noon to 6 at the distillery. And all you have to do is go to their Facebook page to get tickets. It's going to be very, very cool. 5 years of making the best alcohol in the city. It's my buddies over at Whitmire. So go check them out. Go to the Facebook page. 5 year anniversary, October 21st. It's Saturday. And guess what? Go out there, get totally trashed before game 7. Then you won't be depressed when they lose it. So, assuming there is a game 7, which I think there will be. But then I thought they'd win this too. All right.
6:06, time of death.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be willing to do that yet because I kind of I've done that bit before with a tombstone.
Yeah,
so I mean it's been done.
I don't know what could possibly make you feel like the Astros have something about to pop because they just aren't showing anything.
Maybe one of the relievers doesn't have his stuff. You see Zeke Elliott's going to get to play this week.
Yeah. I told you, I'm going to believe it when when he's not in the building on Sunday, I'll believe it. But it's so, who's the final court in charge? What do we know? I mean, how are you supposed to find out? Is there a court that's going to appeal this?
Who knows? I mean, and why is the court even having to deal with this? Don't we have like real things to deal with, like real lawsuits from real people, like Samantha Ponder and Barstool?
Yes.
And stuff like that. By the way. I one thing I forgot to get to on that. Did you see she apologized for her tweets that they dug up? And it's funny because this is where she's being really hypocritical. Because she's going after the Barstool guys and all this stuff. That she says, I have been immature at times. I've been unkind, a gossip, insecure, prideful, selfish, legalistic, self-righteous, and on and on. This is my story. I'm not who I was. I didn't have to stay that way. She was like 22, 23 years old when she did this. It's not like she was 15.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's take a call.
I hate that you have to apologize for things.
Well, that's the thing. If you call somebody out and you're a hypocrite and they caught you, then, yeah, you probably should apologize. But she goes on and on and on and just about this. Oh, I was immature and blah, 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 blah. Get out of here with that. If you're 15 or 16 and you tweet that crap, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But you're out of college, woman. Tony, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports.
I'm closing my store in about 20 minutes, and I'm watching the game streaming on UVerse, and Keuchel is not pitching horrible. These guys are not hitting the ball, and it's just so frustrating to watch because I've converted over 10 years in Houston now, so I am now a Texans, Rockets, and Astros fan.
Sorry.
I will keep my New York Rangers because there's really no hockey here in Houston.
Oh, you came from New York? This, you're on Houston teams?
Yeah, and this is frustrating.
It's all right.
Watching Keuchel pitch his heart out and do what he's doing and getting beat up like this, and these guys are not hitting the ball. How do you score 4 or 5 runs in this amount of games, or whatever it is, 2-2, and so what, 9 runs when you were scoring 8-9 runs a game? It's amazing how Tanaka, who usually they beat up, is just destroying them right now. I mean, it's upsetting. It's upsetting, and there needs to be. Peacock was pulled way too early yesterday, and I just don't know.
Everyone says that.
They overcoached yesterday's game, and now they're going to find themselves. Unfortunately, we're going to probably go into the sixth inning here. Let's pray they don't score any more runs, but it's a difficult look. I had season tickets there 25 years. It's not. We can boo a pitcher out of the game if we want to. In Yankee Stadium. I mean, it's the most live place ever. And to just watch this is, like, amazing to me. You can't lose 3 in a row in New York and expect them not to maybe win one when you only have Verlander left. Because I don't know. I thought Peacock should have started, even though McCullough pitched great last night. I just don't know what they're doing. They're way overthinking this, and they're thinking themselves out of a World Series.
Well, listen, I disagree with you. I've said a couple times on the McCullers thing.
And also you said they're probably going to go to the sixth. They are going to go to the sixth inning. I can guarantee that.
At least.
Yeah, they are going to the sixth inning. It will happen. They will play a sixth inning. I get your frustration. I'm also sorry about your Rangers, by the way.
Which, by the way, I mean, this game from Tanaka doesn't surprise me. The fact that Tanaka pitched so well game one, that was a surprise. The fact that he's pitching so well at home, not a surprise. If you've watched Tanaka this year, he's a monster at home and he's a bum on the road. So if anything, the Astros, they should have hit him more than they did game one.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to cheer people up next segment.
How? How are we going to do that?
We're going to bring in Beth.
Okay.
And she's
think that's going to do it?
Yeah. Doesn't sex make people happy, generally?
Sometimes, but like, you know how if you're having a really crappy day and everything around you is going wrong, it's hard to get a good, strong boner?
So yeah. What happens if she brings in a foxtail in there?
I mean, if she puts that foxtail in Fred, that'd probably cheer me up.
That's not going to happen. Sorry.
Zero chance?
Zero chance.
Better chance, foxtail or Brian McCann hits a three-run home run today?
Oh, better chance Brian McCann hits the three-run homer. Because I still believe that will happen.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Better chance, foxtail or Dallas Keuchel hits a three-run homer today?
Neither.
It's a tie?
Yeah, that's a tie.
Okay. Well, that's something.
Now we got people calling out New York guy. John says, I've been living in Houston for 15 years. And I'm still a diehard Yankees, Giants, Knicks, and Rangers fan.
Let me tell you something.
That guy is a sellout, fake New Yorker.
No, let me tell you something about that New York guy. That was like a Mets and Nets fan.
Yeah.
That's a Mets, Nets, Jets fan. He's a fan of the Ets teams. Because if he were
Yankees, probably an Islander fan.
Yeah. If he were,
he said he was a Ranger fan. So okay.
If he were Yankees, Giants, and Knicks, he'd still be hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Mets, Nets, Jets syndrome. If I've ever seen it.
Yeah. And that's what John is.
But let me tell you something.
Giant, Nick, and Ranger. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Get away from those Mets, Nets, and Jets. But.
Eh.
You pick the wrong city to move to if you're going to bring you're going to adopt our sports teams.
Yeah.
That's no life to live. Life as a Houston sports fan, one by choice. Maybe you're born into it. Okay, that sucks.
That's the thing. I was born into it. I got no choice.
It's like taking on some horrific disease on purpose.
And see, if I moved to Boston, I wouldn't suddenly become a Boston fan.
No. First of all, I'd never move to Boston.
Yeah, why would you want to go to Boston for any reason? Sorry, Boston.
Maybe for a weekend.
Yeah.
But to move there?
A lot of redheads, though.
No.
A little pale, but that's okay. Well, most of them are. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. This is a place that takes in kids who've dropped out of other schools, gives them another chance. And a lot of these kids, really good kids, they needed help in some way. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around their schedule. Some of them actually needed glasses. They get those. Some of them couldn't get to school. Well, they get them bus passes. So they work around all these things. These kids get a second chance, and so many of them go on and do great, great things, and they need your help. And it's real easy to help. All you have to do is be the next blitzer to donate a vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, big lawnmowers. You know one of those big monster lawnmowers? They'll take that too. That's just what they do. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. And they make it easy on you, man. They process all the paperwork. You can fill it out online in less than a minute. Your donation's tax deductible, and they're going to come tow it free of charge. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. And guess who's joining us?
Hello, hello.
You were telling me that you didn't like going on while the Astros were losing. What's the matter?
No, it's depressing. You know, my mom was one of the biggest Astros fans ever. And she would, for 30 years, she'd walk the dogs and stuff with, you know, take the radio with her to listen to the Astros and stuff. And so,
I hate to break this to you, the people are depressed. You can't be depressed. You're the purple witch. You've got to get these things going. You got to cheer people up.
Oh, well, I will.
You need to bring it. Come on. This is my motivational speech. Are you in?
Yes, I'm so in. I'm just as in, no more in than that foxtail.
You're deeper than the foxtail.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're doing colon damage now. Yeah.
You can save it with the prostate massager.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to pass on all that.
Yes.
But thank you anyway.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just hard to watch. But yeah, I think people are going to have to find something fun and sexy to lift their spirits. So, and really.
Yeah, tell them to go by your store and then buy something fun and sexy and then go home and get their freak on and they'll forget all about this stupid game.
That's exactly right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
There you go.
Wake up with a smile on your face one way or the other, right? Yeah. And it should be that if your team wins, you know, you do something special for the person you love. And if your team loses, or a stranger, and then, you know, in return, they have to do something vice versa. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, bet. You guys are all about betting. I'm like, sexy betting, right?
Yeah.
It's way more fun to win sexy stuff than to win money.
I may not agree with you on that.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
To quote Joe Pesci in Casino, always the dollars. Always the dollars.
Yeah.
No, I thought dollars were to win and to, like, traditionally to impress the women or buy the women or whatever the case may be.
I'm too old for that crap.
You are so not. No, you're just on temporary hiatus. You're just overstressed.
He is. It's been a long time for Fred. I think he's drying up.
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's
manopause.
Yeah, that is definitely a real thing.
No, I'm focusing my energies on work and going to the gym now, and I'm enjoying the hell out of myself. In fact, I'm going to tell her to stay in Chicago for the rest of her life.
Okay, that is not good. Plus, did you ever read Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich?
No.
Right, one of the most important things, the most typical indicator for a very successful financial guy is having a very healthy and regular sex and love life. So relationships with lots of sex, they actually do better at work, they do better financially rewarding, and they're happier and they're healthier and they live longer. It's just universal. So think if you
well, but
do
if it's
all
not an option at the
lot,
minute, I'd rather focus on my damn job, woman. Jeez.
Okay. Don't suppress everybody else.
Else. They can do whatever they want. They should go to your shop and buy all sorts of stuff. I already said that. They should buy foxtails. They should have fun with it. Just saying, for me, you know, listen, I'm on lockdown, so I'm not going to sit here and fret over it or go buy foxtails.
I think you should.
I need to come buy some more of that underwear, though.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the underwear, right?
Yeah, I need to come buy some of that. Yeah,
that's,
definitely.
That's
and a cape.
And a cape, right.
Where is your cape?
I didn't wear my cape today.
The weather's cooling off. It seems more rational to wear a cape now.
I know. Well, I wore it all day yesterday. I'm telling you, I really have to, like, stop myself from sleeping in it, my bright purple cape. And
I'm gonna like a long black vampire cape, and I'm gonna wear that in my hat, and that's gonna be my Halloween costume.
I have to get you that long cape. I'm sorry. I totally.
That's okay.
I'm writing it down.
Don't worry about. You know, this isn't about my needs. It's about the people's needs. They need to be cheered up.
What's going on your show this weekend?
Okay, I am so excited. I mean, I am so excited that, in fact, tomorrow I'm going to have to wear my cape and my power bra because I...
What's a power bra?
Because I've got so much... Oh, like something a bra that just
makes
gives
you look...
Me,
well,
it does makes me... Yeah, it makes me look very buxom and it's got this metal piece and it's just strong and it makes you feel like you can be confident and, you know, you can just do anything and succeed, right?
Okay.
You know, everybody's got their little lucky something and that's it. So, but because I'm getting ready, because this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth on Saturday night, I have got Michael Harrison, who is, y'all may not know his name, but he is literally the godfather of radio, the dawn of radio. He has started Talkers Magazine.
Okay.
He is the one that people go to when they want to talk about who's doing what on talk radio and whether they should be saying this or that or the other. We're going to talk about sex on the radio.
Guglielmo Marconi is the father of radio, by the way.
Oh, well, there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he's a later father, I think.
A genius.
All right. But I'm so excited. I mean, he's really amazing. So, you know, in his words, we're going to talk about the history and state of sex talk on licensed broadcasting in America. But it's just, this guy, he's been on the air for 15 years.
How the FCC used to be so uptight that they wouldn't let you do anything, even talk about anything remotely related to it. That's good.
And he was around. He knows everybody who, you know, when Dr. Ruth started, when, who was it before? There was one person before, and I can't remember. Sorry. So, I have a lot of studying to do.
So this guy's really old, is what you're saying?
This guy is, yes, really young at heart, but he's been around a lot of years. And, yeah, it's just amazing. And his wife, Bernadette, is was a radio producer for all the bigwigs for 20-something years and knows all the stories and wrote this book called Yappy Days. And it's so interesting, and it got me really excited about radio as really being meaningful, right? And it's the connection and stuff. And even during Harvey, when Houston was totally shut down, the people who could stay in touch when they didn't have power were people that had old-fashioned radios.
That's true.
Right, that is the way. It's basic, but it's human, and it's personal, and it's local, and what we say on here means a lot. And so that's what Michael's going to come on and talk about, and I just can't believe it. He's got this podcast, Up Close and Personal, with Michael Harrison, and he's just brilliant, and he talks to some of the greatest minds, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these people that I completely and utterly disagree with.
Those are the greatest minds?
Well, okay, they're some of the greatest successes in radio, and he talks to all sorts of radio people and industry people and, you know, business people. It's just, it's incredible who he knows. He's been to the White House.
Okay.
And I was like, do you think I can ask him if he's had sex in the White House? That's where my mind goes.
Did he do Nancy Reagan? Is that what you're saying?
No, he wouldn't do that.
No, I think Michelle Obama would be way more fun than Nancy Reagan. I think Jackie Onassis was probably a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot, one of the hottest women ever, and is, in my eyes, kind of that ideal of how to be really, really sexy and hot and not have to just be totally revealing or anything like that. That's amazing.
I would have broken Nancy Reagan's hip back in the day.
You would have? You liked her?
Yeah, I liked her.
Do you think she would have?
Kind of like the sexy great-grandmother thing.
Really?
Once you go gray, you know?
Yeah, so, okay, I'm being so good here. But do you think Nancy, like, do you want to kiss Nancy Reagan?
Not now.
No, but would you have then? She was so uptight. I didn't
she
have
wasn't
any
for
warmth.
Me.
No.
No.
No, I didn't say I'd kiss her. I just said I'd bang her. There's a difference.
Yeah, but would you expect her to move?
I don't care. I just want to be able to say that I did it.
Ah, okay.
It's just like one of those things you put the notch on the belt. Yeah.
Oh.
President's wife in the White House? Check. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? I was thinking
hot
that.
Hot alien sexy like, woman? Check.
There you go.
That one I've checked off.
Barbara Bush.
No.
No?
No.
What about Laura Bush? She could have been some fun. In the right. Yeah. She had warmth and stuff.
I'm going to go the last two, the current and the last one, they're the hottest of my lifetime. Michelle and Melania.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean.
Yeah, I think Michelle, yeah.
Way better than anything we had, like, you know, with the Bushes or the Reagan or, you know.
Jackie Onassis was before my time.
That's old school, but yeah she could have, too.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah. She had it going on. Like, just absolutely had it going on.
And, lest we forget, sir, Dolly Madison, who makes a damn fine snack cake.
but she ballooned up at the end because she ate
damn
too many of them.
Damn fine
That's
snack
what happened.
But there's more to hold on to, right? That's the thing. Like, I tell people, like, at Darling Way, people come in and they're all different sizes. And I just think it would be so boring if we were all built the same, right? If we all acted the same, if we all had the same hair color. And the same thing with bodies, right? If we all just had this certain kind of body, it would be boring. So
that's true.
I kind of like the really straight people, the really curvy people, everybody in between, and, you know, butts and boobs and everything. It's just, I don't know. I think it's kind of nice to look at. But that's just me.
That's just you.
It's just me, and I get so excited when they find something that makes them look good.
Oh, no, there you go.
It just does.
Yeah, I know when we were out there doing the show, there were a few young ladies out there that, when they came out and put on some of the stuff there, I was thinking, wow. And I didn't notice them before. They put on the stuff, and I'm like, hey.
Oh, right, because they work here, and you didn't notice them. Right. I'm telling you, there are things that...
No, they don't work here. Not the station.
Oh, they don't?
No, they're like people that were friends of yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying they were playing or anything, because I wasn't really paying attention, but when they came out, I was like, whoa.
You just... Yeah, it
definitely
makes a difference,
I would.
Right? Yeah, and you feel different, because when you are wearing something cool that people stop and look at, then, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And really, like, the men's underwear, I've had people have said, one guy told his wife that he was basically dancing. He was moving his hips at work because he's like, this underwear feels so good. He said it was like going commando. And she's like, what do you mean you told people at work that you got new underwear? And he's like, yes, I was showing them. I was shaking it all around.
Interesting.
I was totally cracking up at that, right?
You have very strange friends.
These are people I meet at the shop. But yeah, it's just awesome, right? What a great thing. You said, like, if you just could put on some nice underwear right now and be more cheered up because of the Astros and stuff. If you were watching a sports game in this really nice underwear and so your partner just kept stroking you and feeling you and so...
Wouldn't work.
No.
Wouldn't work.
The
why?
The mood's ruined.
Nah. Which mood? The sexy mood or the baseball
mood?
The
sexy mood. Both of it. It's ruined.
Hmm. Well, that's a challenge for her then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly, at this point, I'd turn off the game. Of course, I've been by myself now for almost a month, so at this point, I would interrupt the game if I could.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. Tell people where they can find the shop, Beth. This is very important.
Yes, thank you. We're Darling Way in the Heights at 3423 White Oak Drive, kind of catty corner from Happy Fats and Cultivari on White Oak. So,
and what time's the show Saturday?
The show Saturday.
There's no Aggie game.
There is no Aggie game. Good.
No Aggie game.
Perfect. Hopefully they don't have another one on, so then we should be at 10 p.m. So,
all right.
Yeah, we got to check on that.
When are you going to have really Evan on?
Fun. Oh, so I talked to Evan, and we're going to catch up next week and plan a date that he can come on. So, yeah, I think he's in New York right now.
I want to hear about little people sex.
Hope he's having a lot of fun.
That's having little person sex.
That interests me.
That does?
Yeah. I want you to talk to him about whether or not if he has sex with little women.
Right.
Or normal-sized women.
Right.
And what he prefers.
Okay.
And how it's different.
Okay. Well,
and I want
to. Oh, big or little?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because he's just, yeah.
He's the same. But right. I mean, yeah. But okay. And I want to know how big his penis is relative to a normal person penis, a normal grown person penis.
Uh huh. How come you haven't asked him all these questions already?
Because I. Listen, it's not my place. I don't have a late night sex show. I'm not trying to get fined by the FCC.
I don't get fined by the FCC.
You won't.
I'm telling you.
Because you're friends with the guys who run Talker.
No, but anyway, this is again my mission. Why don't we talk about this? It's just too important. It's too important, and there is no reason that you could ask him about his hair color or, you know, things like that and not be able to ask him about these basic, interesting questions.
I'm expecting you to ask all these questions.
Okay, I will try. But, you know, if you really want to make sure, then you're welcome to show up with me. And we'll,
I might
you
do
know,
that.
We could do another threesome.
I might
threesome.
Have to do that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Threesome with a little person. That is on my bucket list.
Wait, let me write that one down. Check. Yes.
We've still got a dare outstanding. I've not forgotten it. Yes, you shook hands with me and everything on that, by the way, AJ.
Oh, look who's coming in a day late.
I know you're a guy of your word, so.
And another pitcher late, I guess.
All right, Beth.
So do you think they're going to have all these baseball players, do you think they'd have done better if they had sex last night? Or?
You're not supposed to have sex the day of the game.
No.
They are. Have you read, recent?
Just because you wrote that stuff doesn't mean it's true.
I just researched it. I'm just telling you what other people say.
You know what? I've Googled it, and on Google it says, you don't do that.
Well, you don't. Right. Probably because your mother wrote it there, you know, when you were young.
Beth,
do not do that.
I'm a former professional athlete. You don't do that.
I'm a former professor, and I say you don't do that.
Fred's a professor, and I'm a former professional athlete.
Yes, but who told you? Nobody? Who
my
told
coach
you?
Told me.
And how did your coach know?
He's Brazilian.
Right, so they just make it up.
That's
I'm talking
racist.
About science. No, I'm just saying coaches and stuff, they don't know. I'm
Ask
talking
Fred,
about
he's
science.
A professor.
I'm talking about science. I'll have to bring you
and
guys
I have
the
studied
research.
This in detail.
Yeah.
All right.
And Google tells me.
If you're not a professor and you've thought, well, maybe I work too much or I'm not making enough money, you want to start over, you want to work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of information technology. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get in the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, it's 4-0 after 6, Yankees. Hey, but remember what happened
last night? They got out of it, though. It could have been worse.
Remember what happened last night when there was a 4-0 lead? I think history could repeat.
Actually, that was different, though, because that was the Astros with the 4-0 lead.
Yeah, well, let's not quibble over the details
here,
Hoffman.
The Yankees bullpen isn't a flaming trash compactor. I mean, it's pretty good.
That's very mean of you. Man, I
love that Brad Peacock shows up almost 24 hours too late, exactly.
Funny, I was just telling you what I was planning to do for my evening, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to flip between baseball and maybe the Rockets later and watch the Leafs game. And I was like, oh, bleep, I meant to bet the over on that. I got it in like 1 minute before.
Good for you.
So, and it was 5.5. I thought it was going to be 6. So we'll see how that goes. Determines how much. Okay, that's 2 today. So your limit has now been passed because you haven't been drinking beer.
No.
You haven't had an energy drink.
No.
That was just a plain out of nowhere.
I did eat barbecue, though.
That was hours ago.
I know.
And the two today seemed like your two loudest ones ever.
Yeah, I think so. In terms of volume.
They were strong.
In depth. Yeah, I think those are the two loudest ones. Because usually they're kind of funny. This one was like one of those, wah! God, that was loud. Like when Jong starts screaming at me. Or if I have my headphones turned up too loud and he starts playing something. That's what that was like. There was one drop that we have that for some reason comes out really loud on my headphones. And I jump about a foot in the air every time you play it. I don't remember which one it was. So. Now they're having a nice tribute to Gord Downie at...
I don't care about your championship, Fred.
I'm sad about it because, you know, it's one of my wife's favorite bands, and we went to that big farewell concert. Well, it's like he knew he was going to go, right? So he did it the right way. He had a big farewell tour, and everybody knew it was going to happen. And no, do I feel guilty that I put him on my Deadpool? No, I don't. Because if I win, then that's something I beat you at. usually, fantasy football, I'm just getting murdered right now. Fantasy basketball kind of goes back and forth. Man, okay, here I'm going to ask you guys a hypothetical question about SportsMap.
Okay.
Anybody who emails me during the show asking to do stuff for SportsMap, should I just ignore them?
You should build a wall.
I think I will build a wall.
An internet wall.
And I'm not going to put a door in it where we can let... No, I am going to put a door in it so we can let the good-looking ones in. But I'm just kind of curious. I would sort of hope you would know that from 4 to 7 I'm a little busy and I'm not going to look at your damn email.
That's weird.
That's very strange.
Well, it's just like salespeople calling AJ during the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Remember Brenda did that once. That was pretty funny. I get, you know, a lot of times people just get really busy and they're not paying attention. I've had people call me during the show too, same thing, and it's like, oh God, I didn't realize it was this late.
You didn't realize, like, I'm unreachable 3 hours a day, and you didn't realize this was one of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks. All right, guys, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. It's football season. Your boys are coming by. They want to eat some barbecue, want to watch the game, not the baseball game, not tonight anyway. Nobody wants to see this, but it's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. The fall special is still available for a limited time only. Dirt-free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet, tile, doesn't matter. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with dirt-free. Go toxic chemical. Oh, excuse me, hiccups. In the middle of my read again. You can't beat it. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. For over 30 years, Dirt Free has been cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Ignite it, tie a noose around your mind. Loose enough to breathe, fine, and tie it to a tree. Tell it you belong to me. This ain't a noose, this is a leash. And I have news for you, you must obey me.
Hey guys, if you think the Astros are going to win this game, you can go in and make a bet right now. In-game betting on MyBookie. And I just jumped in to make that hockey bet. Guess where I did it? MyBookie. You want to bet football? You think you got college football tomorrow? You want to bet that? MyBookie.ag has you covered. An industry-leading website that hooks you up for all your betting needs. Great odds, fast payouts, decades of expertise. You can bet with confidence. And, guys, where you bet is important. People ask me all the time, what website do you use? What website do you use? Try MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. That in-game live betting is awesome. If you think there's going to be a rally right now, you can jump on and do that. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather just play a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice in craps. They also have a great horse book if you want to get involved with that. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. To activate the offer, visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back. Hey. I'm going to cheer you guys up. I got a couple giveaways here. We'll do this one now, and then we'll do one at the end of the segment. You know what would cheer me up? Hot vixens, leather and lace, vampires. We're going to give you two tickets to this year's hottest Halloween party, the Vampires and Vixens Ball, presented by Leather and Lace. Hosted by supermodel Charlotte McKinney, experience an award-winning haunted house with the coolest scare technology, specialty performers, and the creepiest clowns you've ever seen. It's all happening Saturday, October 28th at the Silver Street Studios. Tickets are available at leatherandlaces.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit disaster relief efforts from Harvey for Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Leather and Laces Vampire and Vixens Ball is sponsored by Twin Peaks, Bacardi, Grey Goose, Patron, Top Dog Halloween, and Common Bond Bakery. Caller 10, depressed caller 10. You get those. All right, do we want to do deaths?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Astros, today.
I know. See, you just jumped in and beat me to it. The Astros 2017 season, down in flames. Okay, hopefully that'll be like the tombstone and they'll rally now and win. They're not dead yet, folks. They're just... you probably should pull out those electric things that they shock people with. What do you call those? On your heart? When they say, clear! Vzz!
Yeah.
Yeah, they need some of those.
Like a defibrillator.
Yeah. Clear! Vzz! That's your Astros. All right, Gord Downie, who is not on this list, but...
That's your boy.
Yes. 47 points. Wow, these deaths are awful. I mean, all death is awful because it means end of life, but it's very natural. Like Marie Antoinette is probably one of our biggest names. When Glenn Buxton is on your best deaths list, who's the former Alice Cooper guitarist, pretty big name, but that's not a best death.
Right.
2010, Bob Guccione, American publisher.
Penthouse.
1976, Carlo Gambino, Italian-American gangster, dead of a heart attack at 74. At some point, I'm going to... I have actually done this. I rank the presidents, and I rank gangsters. So I've got both those rankings for a show one day. Okay, here's your best deaths. We mentioned Glenn Buxton. How about 1931, Thomas Edison?
He's a good guy. He's a good one. Yeah, he's
you
good.
You could say the light went off.
You could say
could
that.
Say that.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah. He also created the motion picture camera, which a lot of people don't know, which helped movies be made.
You could call it Finn.
Better.
I hate John today.
He's all happy because it's his birthday and he's going to get laid.
Yeah, he's ruining
his Yeah, birthday. And he's going to get steak tonight. Better inventor, Thomas Edison or Steve Jobs?
Ooh.
Because I think Steve Jobs was kind of the modern-day Thomas Edison.
I think so, too.
With all things he got involved in. And I know people will think that sounds silly, but if you actually go look at it, Edison did the same thing. He invented a lot of things, but he also created these companies that other people invented stuff.
That's true.
All right. I don't want to bog this down.
We don't have time for this.
Muammar Gaddafi is also among your best deaths in 2011.
I'm actually happy about that death.
Yeah, honestly. I kind of would have liked to have been part of the group there that beat him down. That's really it. We have no porn. No porn.
No pope.
We got popes, but it's like a Gregory the 14th, Nicolaus Fondrati.
Nicolaus Fondrati.
Pius the 3rd, Francesco Todescini.
Francesco Todescini.
Thank you, John.
Pope Gregory the 12th, Angelo Coro.
Angelo Coro.
Urban the 6th. Not Urban Meyer, but Urban the 6th. I wonder if, like, when Urban Meyer dies, if they'll just name the next coach Urban, just like they do Reveille. Also known as Bartolomeo Prignano.
Bartolomeo Prignano.
That was horrible.
I know, that was horrible.
That was really bad. That
Urban the 3rd, also known as Uberto Crivelli.
Uberto Crivelli.
Uberto Crivelli.
You got to coach him up a little bit on
this.
Yeah,
I don't. I've been teaching you for years.
Yeah,
sir.
AJ, you got to coach better, and we got to play better.
All right,
that's what it is.
I'm bringing in Peacock tomorrow.
This is on me. This is on me. But we got to coach better. We got to play better. That's what we have to do. And those are your deaths. All right, guess what else I have to give away?
Syphilis.
Well, I need a side piece first.
People call for it.
I
proved it. Science proved it.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not getting syphilis. What you're going to get is, God, see now, I can put like 30 seconds between talking about syphilis and this giveaway. Would that be okay?
Yankees 4, Astros nothing at this point.
Yeah, the Astros give me syphilis.
No, shit, son of a... Jong...
John, okay, I think the beer's kicking in there.
Yankees 4, Astros nothing. Aaron Judge coming to the plate. Now, let's pass it to Fred for a read.
This Astros update is brought to you by Bob's Used Condoms.
Oh, you did that to yourself.
It's syphilis.
And syphilis. But if you wear Bob's Used Condoms, you won't get syphilis, unless the person before you had it. No? All right. Let's do a giveaway. How about a $25 Raising Cane's gift card? And indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find out the location nearest you today. Caller number 15. I'm going to Raising Cane's.
I was going to say, speaking of one love and syphilis.
don't put syphilis on that. Well, kind of wonder what...
Today sucks, man.
Yeah, this does suck. And if you're going to lose, just hurry up and get done so I don't have to hang around here.
Yeah, this is garbage.
Oh, you got to write updates, right?
Well, I'm not writing. Chris Campisi's actually writing the updates for this. It also sucks because when they're losing, I see the traffic go down, which pisses me off. But Josh is doing them right now, but then I'm going to do them when the game's over, so I can't leave until the game's over. Which, oh well. Ah, little Alice Cooper. Your lips are venomous poison. I like this. All right. Let's go to wrap it up.
For the Astros season?
Could kill.
I mean, I guess they've got another game.
My pain. Your thrill. All right. Great job, Jung Lee.
Look how good Peacock looks.
Yeah, he does.
And that was a breaking ball inside and in.
Yeah. And happy birthday one more time, Jong. Enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
Great job, AJ. Hoffman, not Hinch. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.